Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
Yes, it's true. Her dad is a living legend, but she's carving out a name for herself. This is Ruby Green with God is on Our Side.
Am I recording? It's kind of low. Oh, okay, there you go.
God is on your side. Open your heart and let him in. Let him be your
I should pray to the Lord every day, but they don't know I've been doing it. The Bible says I should be anxious for nothing, be patient, and he'll get me through it. Hey, okay, all I really need to do is just focus.
I'll praise to the Lord, yeah. Now I can see things a lot clearly. To the Lord and watch what he do.
Watch what he do
for every one of you. And if you don't know, now you do.
Now you do, now you do, now you do, now you do. He'll tell you which way to go. Give you light in a dark tunnel.
I know it's hard to believe it, but he did the same thing for me, yeah.
They say that I should pray to the Lord every day, but they don't know I've been doing it. The Bible says I should be anxious for nothing, be patient, and he'll get me through it. Okay, all I really need to do is just focus.
I'll praise to the Lord, yeah. Now I can see things a lot clearly.
Give it to the Lord and watch what he do.
Real Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I'm honored to have this woman of God, daughter of legendary Reverend Al Green and gospel singer Shirley Green. She is a legend in her own right. She's paving a way, blasting a way through the world stage and through gospel music. Her name is Ruby Green. Welcome to Real Gospel, Ruby.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yes. Now, before we get started, let's go ahead and I did tell the people that you are the daughter of the legendary Al Green, but for that generation of youth who may not know who your father is, let me just briefly tell them that for those of you who don't know the name Al Green, then you probably have an uncle or an auntie or your parents or somebody in your family, and they played that song Love and Happiness, and you know that's one. I know I can't sing, that's why I do this, but they've heard that song. So that's who your father is. Amen. So great. So let's tell the listeners a little bit about who you are and how you grew up and your walk with the Lord. Walk us through it, Ruby.
What do you want to know exactly?
Well, how did you first come into the knowledge of the Lord? What was, how were you brought up in the Lord? How did you get into singing, music, you know, that kind of stuff?
Well, my mom and my dad is a pastor, so I was raised in church. And my grandfather was a pastor, so my mom was raised in church. So church is all that I really know. You know, I didn't have a life of like, you know, a wild life. Just because my dad sang secular music, we were in church. You know, by the time I was born, my dad was a pastor, so I was in church my whole life.
Wow. See, I didn't know that your dad was pastoring. What's the name of the church?
Full Gospel Tabernacle.
Really? Full Gospel Tabernacle. Okay. So that's that's in Memphis, correct?
Yes.
Memphis, Tennessee. I'm in Memphis quite often. I'm Kojic. Oh. And so I'm up there at sometimes at the Temple of Deliverance and sometimes at Holy Nation.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I grew up there. Well, when my parents were divorced, that's the church that we went to.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that was like little known facts. See, I didn't know that. So that's okay. Yeah. Full Gospel. Okay. So there's an anointing on you, as we say. Okay. So yeah. So when did you decide to go into? Well, that's why I've got your bio, but I want the listeners to hear it from you in terms of you and your sisters, and you all sort of stepped out and did the R&B thing. So walk us through how God led you through all that.
Well, I have two sisters, and we were called the Green Sisters, and my mom had us singing, you know, at different churches, you know how that go. And then as I got older, my other sister and I, we kind of branched off and did our own thing, and we wanted to do R&B. So we did that for a while, and we wrote for a couple of artists and just did that thing. And then, I don't know, I just didn't really, every time I would start writing songs, I would have to, like a love song, I would have to think about Jesus in order to make the song like authentic and make it, you know, sound good and sound real. So I just decided like, you know, this isn't really what I want to do. So my sister and I, you know, kind of split up and I did my own thing. She did hers and I started singing gospel and, you know, that's how that happened.
That's amazing. I mean, that's the Lord, first of all, first and foremost.
I know,
and
that's right.
And you said something that I've never heard before, which is you were singing R&B and you started invoking the name of Jesus. Normally, it's the gospel artists who are writing gospel songs and they extract the name of Jesus from the music so that they can cross over. That's different. So when you began to make your transition into gospel music, what was that like? What was it like walking away from what could have been a very probably lucrative career for you in the secular realm because of who your dad is and how walking away from that, God has opened doors for you now?
My sister and I had kind of had the train was kind of moving a little bit on that, so it was a tough decision. But I don't regret anything. Like it's hard breaking into any, you know, new thing, whether it be a different career or anything. So when I decided to do gospel, it was definitely a long road to even get to the point where I am now. And so, but it wasn't a difficult decision. I knew that it was something that was what I was most passionate about, was the Lord. So singing about that was not, or deciding to walk away from R&B, it wasn't tough. I mean, I didn't even think about, like, oh, if I had stuck with this, I would have been further along. Like, those things never crossed my mind. You know, it was just a matter of, I know for a fact that you just have to keep going. And the longer you do it, you know, everything will happen in God's timing.
Amen. Amen. So the two songs that I have fallen in love with so far in terms of what you're mm-hmm. doing is What's Up and God Is On Our Side. Written by, is it yours truly?
Well, no. I wrote those with myself, my husband, Damo, and mm-hmm. a good friend of mine. His name is Rio. Mm-hmm. Both of those were actually written by the three of us.
And what was the inspiration? What birthed these songs?
What's up is about everything going wrong, basically, in your life, and you can't really find that way out. And it's like, oh my, you talking to a friend, or even just like for me, it's like more so like talking to the Lord, like, what is going on? Like, you know, that's kind of what it was for me. And then God Is On Your Side is just encouragement, you know, letting, uplifting people who are going through things.
And so when you, and I can feel that I really, really, really like God Is On Your Side. I really feel that song on our side.
Thank you.
And I just really, mm-hmm. it just seems to resonate with me. Especially, you know, if I'm having a rough day or a tough time,
yeah.
and I listen to that song,
oh,
I'm reminded that, you know,
oh,
what? Yeah,
great.
God is on our, that's right, God is on our side. And and because of the victory that's been won through Jesus Christ on the cross, nothing can stand against me. And I want to thank you for delivering such a powerful and anointed message on that particular song. So the CD project itself, which you are still putting the finishing touches on, is there anything you can share with us about, you know, the project?
Of course. I don't want to give it all away, but, you know, those two yeah. songs will be on there. And then we're going to do a few more. And it's going to be like, from the two that you have, you'll know that I like to do fun stuff, you know. So it's going to be a lot of fun, like summer music, you know, that you can turn up really loud and just have a good time. I know that for sure, because we're almost finished.
Okay. Well, that's all. I mean, you're teasing us. I mean, that's, come on, Ruby. I mean, come on. What is there any guest artist on there? Is the Reverend Al going to be on Pastor Al? See, come
well,
on. Yeah,
no,
see?
My dad's not going to be on there. He's not going to sing on there. I won't tell you what, you know, we've decided to do, but there will be another guest artist on there, but I don't want to give it away.
Well, give.
I'm gonna start doing some promo. I'll send you everything that all the promo for when we start putting everything out, just so that everybody's anticipated and can't wait to
see gotcha.
It. You know?
Is this the first project ever? Gospel?
No. I have an EP on SoundCloud, and it has a lot of basically kind of the same feel almost, but just Ruby stuff. Like, just if you like What's Up, and if you like God Is On Your Side, then you'll love the EP on SoundCloud.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
So in church right now, I'm sort of, you know, jumping in and out in different topics because people mm-hmm. want to know more mm-hmm. about you. What capacity do you serve in the ministry now?
Well, I sing praise and worship at my church now. And then when I have a lot of, requests to come and sing, people are shocked that I sing at church, because when they hear the songs, they don't understand how I can sing, because it's more like the music, as far as the tracks are more urban, or
yeah.
I don't know what you would call it, or I don't even know. To me, I just love music, so
yeah.
I like it all. But, you know, some people, it's not quote unquote churchy, but I sing at church, you know, I sing at church, and I don't have a problem going through the song and then, you know, transitioning into a worship or a praise. Like, it doesn't, we flow pretty cool, you know.
Yeah,
I think at church, you know, I think other places, but yeah, we sing at church all the time.
I know what you mean. You know, those same people who are probably passing judgment on you as soon as they get out of the church parking lot, they're probably flipping channels on their radio in their car, and it's probably not always gospel. but let me ask you this. Since you sing praise and worship, and I always give praise and worshipers an opportunity on this program to speak to the consciousness of the listeners, those individuals who are late for service. They're late for praise and worship, not because of a very good reason, but they're fashionably late. So as a praise and worship leader, can you speak to the hearts and minds of those individuals and probably try to sway them as to why it's important for them not to miss out on praise and worship?
Man, that is a great question. That's really good.
Mm-hmm.
It's important for you to be in praise and worship because, number one, you don't want to just come in. It's almost like going to a restaurant and you just go straight in for the steak and potatoes. No, you want to like set your palate. You have soup first, you know. And that's what praise and worship is. It's not necessarily an appetizer, but what it is, it's introducing you to the word. So it's getting your spirit ready. And even though you may be listening to music on the way, you know, or praying on the way, it's still important that as a community, you know, with the everyone in, you know, in the congregation, as the body of Christ, that we all just on one accord lift up the name of Jesus. And it's very important to your pastor. You're coming to receive the word. It's important that we all as a unit set the atmosphere so that the word is delivered in an amazing, you know, way. It's very important. Praise and worship is extremely important, and it's extremely important for you to be in praise and worship and actively participate.
Amen. Amen. There's deliverance that happens during praise and worship. Healing happens during praise and worship. The anointing falls during praise and worship. And I can tell right now that there are times when you are ministering and during praise and worship, the anointing of the Lord falls on a place and just it's just an outbreak. Holy Ghost outbreak just happens, you know? And so.
And it doesn't. Exactly. And a lot of times you don't have to. And there's nothing wrong with, you know, standing in the line, and that's I believe in all of that. I believe laying on hands, everything.
Yeah.
But sometimes a lot of everything that you need happens during worship.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just so important, man, to me anyway.
It is. Well, see, there it is. And I wanted you to share that with listeners because I know it's important to you as a minister of the gospel to have people there to receive what God is doing through you all. So thank you so much. And as we close up this interview, can you tell the listeners more about where they can find out information about you, your music, your ministry, all that good stuff?
Well, my Instagram is usually where I put a lot of stuff. I'm working on my my website now, like updating it so that more information will be available there. But for now, it's The Ruby Green, T-H-E-R-U-B-I, green like the color, of course. And my SoundCloud, I put a lot of stuff that I, like stuff that won't be on the album, probably will go on my SoundCloud. And it's just Ruby Green.
Amen, amen. And so if you would like to give some information about your church where you worship at, I don't know if it's the same as your dad's, but where, you know, service times, all that, in case people want to drop in and just sort of hear a word.
Oh, no, I live in, my dad is in Memphis, where I was born, and I live in California.
Oh, you're in Cali. Well, they're listening in Cali right now, so yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm at Spirit and Life Ministries in Pacoima, California, and we start at 10 a.m., and we have a service at 8:30 a.m. in Palmdale, California.
Okay, okay. Is there a website?
Spirit and Life Ministries. Mm-hmm.
All right.
.com, and Pastor Stephen Hamilton.
Okay, well, great. For those listeners who are in California right now or will be in the California area, check her out. Check out the ministry. And if you're in Memphis, go by and check out. What's your dad's church name again?
Full Gospel Tabernacle on Hale Road. H-A-L-E.
All right.
Tennessee.
All right. Thank you so much, the one and only Ruby Green. We have nothing but support for you and your ministry.
Thank
much
you.
Continued success, and I can't wait to hear the rest of your project. Thanks. for joining us on Real Gospel.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.